you're a country music fan, you certainly recognize that voice. Country superstar Brad Paisley. And it's our first show, and what a fantastic guest to have on the very first show. Brad, he has a new album coming out this Tuesday, August 26th, Moonshine in the Trunk. What a great name. But you had a chance to actually visit with him recently in Nashville at his home studio there. What was that like?
You know, it was incredible. Talk about just an absolute down-to-earth guy who is so just wonderful to be with. And, you know, when he came into the room, he said, I don't want to be announced. I don't want anything special. First thing he said when he walked in is, hello, can I get you something?
Wow.
You know, like
can,
we
can
would
you
do.
Can you give me a drink, Brad?
Yeah. And literally, he walked right over and, you know, grabbed something to drink, and we just started talking and hanging out together, and it was absolutely incredible. And, you know, my wife had a chance to join us as well, and she was hoping to meet his wife, you know, because she likes the show Nashville. And, you know, it was just a wonderful experience because here we were in his home, sit in the living room, and this album, a lot of it was recorded in different locations in the house, and he's got this beautiful porch. It overlooks a section there on his property that's got the water and the trees, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. And he goes, oh yeah, right here in the porch is where I recorded this specific song. And he said, you know, we were in there, we didn't want to use any electrical equipment, we wanted it all to be acoustic. And they were trying to figure out how to do the drums. And his drummer just started kicking the coffee table. It's this big kind of metal coffee table. And all of a sudden they looked at each other and said, wait a second, that sounds really good. And they put a mic underneath it. Next thing you know, they were playing the coffee table for the drums in that song.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's the one on the album, I think it says Going Green. And great, great song. It's kind of got that bluegrass twang to it. But it was such a great experience.
I'm going to have to check out that track now and listen for that. But coming up in just a moment, we're actually going to give you a chance to win Brad Paisley's new album before you can even buy it, and we'll tell you how. But first, here's Brad with the other Brad, Brad Paisley.
Brad, first I'd like to say thank you for having us here at your home.
Hey, no problem. You guys are pretty well behaved.
Thanks. Yeah, most of us, right?
So far.
So far, so good.
Nobody's passed out drunk.
Absolutely. It was a great opportunity to be able to listen to your album and hear a couple of these songs before they've been released. So one of the ones that really stuck out to me, there's actually two songs I loved that we heard, and the first one was Going Green.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a chance to talk to one of your producers, and he told me the story about how you put that mic underneath the coffee table.
Yeah.
And your drummer, I think, was kind of kicking it with his foot, and he said, wait, hold on a second. And just the idea that you shared with us, that was an all-instrumental,
yeah,
and I can see the patio, and if you can just elaborate on that, that would be great.
That song is a funny take on what it's like to try to be green for a redneck. And it was written by my bass player. His name is Kenny Lewis, and it's a fun look at our modern conundrum.
So does he drive a Prius?
No. He is not a Prius driver in any
way. He's not a Prius. Okay,
but it's fun to poke fun at the entire juxtaposition of this. And you know, when I first started working on the production of it, I thought, you know, there should be no electricity used in the performing. And so it's all acoustic instruments, which is funny. And it has a sound to it that gives it a whole different thing than the rest of the record that way.
Yeah, I love that sound. And I would call it more of like a bluegrass, or am I wrong?
Totally bluegrass. Okay. I think you're right.
Yeah, I loved it. Now, the other one that also stuck out to me was obviously the song that carries the title of the album.
Moonshine in the Trunk.
Moonshine in the Trunk.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't stop just tapping my foot to it. I thought it was incredible. Now, here's my question for you. From what I know, you're a NASCAR fan, right?
Absolutely. And that song is essentially a history lesson.
That's what I was going to ask you, is did that come from the bootlegging, the moonshining?
Yeah. Okay. I had the title for years. I've had the title Moonshine in the Trunk since three albums ago, but was never able to write it. When we started finishing this album and I started looking at what songs were going to go in the live show, there was something missing in that department, that really fast rocking song. And I thought, I need one of these. And I went to a couple of co-writers of mine and said, I've had this title forever. What could we do with this? We've got to finally write this because it's such a great analogy, the moonshine in the trunk way of thinking, which is such an American thing. I mean, no other country that I know of ever had prohibition like this, where they basically outlawed this substance that people had been drinking for millennia. And they said, you can't do this anymore. And then everybody found little loopholes and ways around it. They souped up cars and basically gave birth to what we know as NASCAR and hot rods and drag racing and everything else.
And basically the heartbeat of America, right?
Yeah.
Especially back in this neck of the woods.
I think that's for sure. I mean, when you think about the culture that we know, like old souped up muscle cars and car shows and racing in general, and then also just the social drinking aspect of things. Mm-hmm. Imagine what that would be like when they just put the hammer down and say, you can't do that. It's illegal from now on. You're going to jail if you do that.
Right.
I mean, we'd all be outlaws.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of fun to write a song about it from a fantasy perspective, basically you're saying to the girl in the song, let's pretend we have moonshine in the trunk. We really don't. But let's pretend that the county's dry and we're going to drive like we do.
Tonight, one of the songs that you were playing for us, you shared with us that it just came to you. It clicked. It just happened. And you were able to write that song within 20 minutes. I'm sure other ones take longer. You mm-hmm. do rewrites. You go through them. You might be a perfectionist. You like to tweak things a little bit. One of the things that blows me away is when I think about an artist, when I think about somebody who can sit down and write a song, what type of skill set does that take? Were you just born with it? Is it something you had to learn? I mean, where'd that
come
from?
Absolutely not born with it in any way. I might have been born disadvantaged and somehow found out how to do it. I think that it's a really mathematical art form, and it's something you can learn how to do. You may not ever be a great melody writer, but you probably have some skill in that sense. And songwriting, it's like Legos, basically. Mm-hmm. Songwriting is like playing with Legos, because there's a lot of different things you can do with those Legos, but they only fit certain ways. And once you have certain building blocks, there's things you can make out of the same blocks. And it's the same way with songs. I mean, you can draw on previous experiences and previous songs that you've loved and create something entirely new. And, you know, I think that it is something you can get better at. And I definitely got better at it over the time.
Well, I've enjoyed your other albums, but listening to the one tonight, you know, and all of us being here together, and I was talking to my wife about it. I personally think almost every song I was hearing, it was just like something I never heard before.
Good.
And
thanks.
I thought it was your best album.
Thanks.
It's incredible.
Well, there's some you didn't get to hear today, too. And I can't wait for you to go listen beginning to end and let me know what you think. And whether or not it's, you know, best is debatable at any given time. But I think it's the easiest to love that I've made. I could be wrong, but I feel like that was the criteria for this album. Everything on here should be easy to love.
Obviously, this album, in my opinion, is going to be a huge success.
Well, I hope so.
And you've been incredibly successful. You're a country superstar. You've got a lot of talent in your family as well, right? Your wife is a very talented actress.
She's way more talented than me.
And one of the questions that came to mind as we were sitting there in your living room listening to these songs that you created was, you've got this ultra successful career, right? Your wife has a successful career as well. But how does the Paisley household, how do you personally measure success? What does that mean to you?
I have told my kids very simply this, if you make the world a better place in any way, I will be happy with you. If you grow up and you're not doing that, you're not making the world better for existing, then you have failed. And it's very simply that. I mean, you can boil it down to that for me. So success is relative as far as like money earned or awards garnered or number one singles or any of that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic and fun, but am I doing any good with this?
Yeah.
And that's really to me, the object of it.
I know a big passion for myself, my brother, who are partners in our career is, like you said, leave the world a better place.
Yeah. And you do that with what you do. You're helping people. And, you know, I've tried to tell my little boys who are 5 and 7 that, and they to this day know that. They know, I mean, they've got that lesson. Now, whether or not they ever do it, I don't know, but they know that that's my desire for them is that they have to make the world a better place.
Well, I can't thank you enough for letting us come into your home here in Nashville, listen to the album, meet you in person. It's just been a real thrill, and I appreciate your time.
Thrill's mine. Thanks a lot.